All right, everybody, welcome to The Independent Mouth. I am your host, Anthony, and today we have just another amazing show, guys. Just for everybody, thank you so much for the outpouring love that we got from everyone, man. I just had to make a quick trip to the ER. Blood pressure was up, and I always have to check those things. Blood pressure was up probably just due to stress, due to, you know, burning candles at both ends. And just working on tons of projects and work itself and just trying to make the best life possible with the crappy economy that we do have. So there you go, right? You want instance, you want proof. I'm living proof every single day. Someone who works hard and just work hard to pay the bills, because things out there and reasons or for whatever it is, things are the way that they are. Now, I wanted to instantly get into what is taking place this afternoon at 3 p.m. PST or 6 p.m. EST, you know, Eastern Standard Time. I'm doing a show with Wes Tankersley called Tank and the Mouth. And it's going to be a call-in show. It'll probably go about an hour. We're just going to talk about all different types of topics. And essentially, this is kind of bringing it back to the Loveline days, kind of like an Adam Carolla type of thing with Dr. Drew. And, you know, we're just going to be talking about all different range of topics, but we wanted to offer that flexibility as something fun that we could do, taking the contrasting of shows that we actually have. So that's going to be today. And that's a really cool announcement. And I think a lot of people are really going to enjoy that stuff as well. Also, shout out to Tony Khan. Shout out to Chris Jericho. Thank you so much for the kind words that you said about my podcast. And Tony Khan, absolutely respect what you're doing over there, man. I know I said that to one of my super fans that was at AEW the other day, but I just want to let you know, totally respect everything you're doing, and I would love a phone call. And if you see that fit, man, I got what you need. I got absolutely everything that you need, and we'll do it. To the moon and back, bro. So thank you so much for the kind words for all those guys. Chris Jericho, you too as well. Thank you. And I just wanted to give that love and shout out. So to all the people who have constantly been messaging, checking on me as well, that is heartfelt, man. Can't thank you enough for all the love. So anyway, let's get into it just with some couple things. This is going to be a short show. I want to hold off on a couple reservations and things that we want to talk about, because I just feel that more news over the next couple days into next week is going to get, it's going to change a lot. And so I don't want to preemptively throw some stuff out there and have to retract any statements. So I'm just going to start with Afghanistan first and foremost. It was absolutely a botched attempt. Now, did Joe Biden show some force and they bombed people? Sure. Could have been done earlier. It was only done after Americans died. I just want to make that point very clear. All of this tactical, all of this stuff, none of it had to happen with the Afghan airport. So I heard somebody on social media and I saw a post and they're like, you know what? Well, Trump didn't do this either. And I love Trump and I'm a Trump guy. It wasn't for Trump to do. And if anybody actually pays attention to policy, the agreements that were in place were to extract everybody and extract the equipment. None of those happened. That's not a Trump issue. So you can give that to the birds. Save it. It's not an Obama issue. Okay? As many people don't want to hear that. It's not even a Bush issue. It's a Clinton issue. It's a Daddy Bush issue. Everything that took place with the Middle East. In the early 90s through the 90s, they already set the path. They planted the seeds to go and disrupt for monetary gain of oil and resources and to expand the poppy fields and the drug trade back into the United States. Period. If you don't understand that, the Afghans don't want poppy fields. The poppy fields were expanded from the U.S. to expand the drug trade and monetary gain and value. Yet we point the fingers back at them. Why is China able to produce fentanyl and controls the majority of stuff that goes into our pharmaceuticals? Nobody talks about that, do they? So when Joe Rogan was out there saying, how come the United States isn't pitching people to be healthier? Stop smoking. Stop the fat. Become leaner. Don't eat all this outside stuff. Step up the FDA regulations on fast food. Why would they? They need to continue the quote-unquote circle of life, except the circle of life isn't natural. The circle of life is planned. Okay? If you think these things aren't in place for a reason, for quote-unquote population control, you can think I'm nuts all you want. Do the research yourself. Look into it yourself. But you ask the same questions year over year over year over year. The plan for 2020 was to extract all of our Americans, extract all of our American technology and equipment, extract any traces of us there before bad actors filled the void. None of that happened. Biden, you failed. That is on you. Period. Your fake crying and need to talk about your son, Beau, is pathetic. And to follow all of those crocodile tears with, okay, let me call on who they instructed me to call on. And oh, seriously, I really have another meeting to go to. You, sir, are a disgrace and have been for 50 years. And if after 50 years, this is what is produced by lifelong politicians, nobody in their right mind would ever want to be one. You influence zero people. And the whole point of being in that position is to influence people. You don't. You're pathetic. You're sad. And I hope, I absolutely hope you find it in your heart to just resign and not have to be pulled out of the position. Show some dignity and respect. Because you've shown absolutely none so far. Next piece of business. It's becoming extremely difficult to believe the information coming out of Afghanistan of who's in charge, and we want to pray for all of those killed. It is unacceptable that those people died. Unfortunately, that is part of this entire thing, and when you have poor leadership. But let's get on to the vaccine pieces of it quickly. Oh, they don't know, and they don't believe, quite possibly, that this was a bioweapon. It's not going to just jump out and say this is a bioweapon. Do I have explicit proof? No. But here's the one thing that continues to play in the back of my head. The Swiss or Swedish scientist that found the altered pathogens or DNA, right? The actual makeup was altered to act a certain way when it came time to the coronavirus. Most people don't understand. The coronavirus is the flu. Just so you know, coronavirus means flu. COVID-19 is a different strain. Also, in England and Israel, 70 to 80% of documented cases now are all from vaccinated people. And because they had the vaccination, they show the Delta variant. You're spawning more. It is not because it's just mutating itself. So yes, where people may say this isn't biological in the intention from when it was delivered, the mutations that are taking place from those injected with that is in fact biological. Now prove me wrong on that. You can't. And you won't. For most people, it's over your head. It's that simple. Facts are stubborn things, and whatever may be our wishes, our inclinations, or the dictates of our passions, they cannot alter the state of facts and evidence. John Adams. That will absolutely come out. Okay? Now, we want to talk about audits. I'm going to wait, man. There is so much stuff coming from the audits. It is not even funny. It's not even funny, not even close to funny, how much stuff is going to be coming from the audits. And they say, oh, well, they're knocking down bills and they're not doing this. Do not believe it. Do not believe it. Pfizer admits the duration of protection is unknown. They tested on pregnant rats. That's good. Second DHS whistleblower says cultural war is taking place within the agency. Impossible to deny work visas, and you wonder why. The Pfizer board of directors member, right, was the former FDA commissioner in charge of regulating Pfizer. Pfizer got tired of paying billions of fines for illegal marketing practices, bribing physicians, and suppressing adverse trial results, so they actually installed the FDA commissioner. Wow. And amazing how January 6th was deemed with scant evidence, no actual real evidence of an insurrection, no actual real evidence of terrorist acts in that sense. Yet those people are being treated worse than Afghanistan terrorists crossing our borders. That's crazy. So what does that mean? What does that mean? That simply means that stuff is so ass backwards on purpose to keep you confused. Okay? Why? Disorientation is a method of control. To disorient your enemy puts you at an advantage. The news is disorienting you on purpose to keep you misinformed on updated facts so you cannot connect the dots. We here at the Independent Mouth will always help you try to connect the dots, which is why we did this brief little show to help you connect the dots in a calm, cool, and collected fashion so that you can think about it, formulate the plan properly without feeling that you were behind the eight ball. So in this 15-minute show, we've given you all the information you need to ask the important questions for your own research, not ours, your own research. So please go do it. Please look into it. Take the information that we have given you here and formulate your own plans. Parler is demanding an apology from the entire world. The entire world. The January 6th Select Committee is asking for records related to the spread of misinformation from 15 social media companies. 4chan, 8kun, Facebook, Gab, Google, Parler, Reddit, Snapchat, Telegram, TheDonald.win, TikTok, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Zello. Now, it's already come back that Parler didn't have anything to do with it. We know Reddit, Google, Facebook, and Twitter have. YouTube suppressed it. Twitch suppressed it. Telegram is the only one that hasn't been fully suppressing, and neither has Gab. Parler got shut down as the circus monkey. No respect, shut down, and abused, and then told to go back to work as if nothing happened. It's pathetic. Do your research. We will see you next week with an in-depth analysis and a full show, just like every week. And we will start posting more interviews for people to listen to. okay? Because we've done still a bunch of interviews, and we're going to release that. It's only about another 2 weeks that we have a suspension from Facebook, but you can always go to Podbean, so theindependentmouth.podbean.com. You can always go to YouTube and find The Independent Mouth. You can always go to Rumble and find The Independent Mouth. You can always go to Twitter. You can always go to LinkedIn. You can always go to my personal profiles, Anthony Williams. You can always go to any of them. Check it out, stay informed, and let me know your thoughts. Thank you for all your love and support. Do not forget to donate to the show. Go to theindependentmouth.com, make your donations, follow the show, send any requests that you may have. Thank you so much for all your love and support. We have been The Independent Mouth, and we will see you at the next show.